half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Rick's Modern Morning Show. Gary got the tea and the color of the day, EB.
Yep, brought to you by Nielsen. They're a global leader and provider of information and insights into what you watch and what you buy. So remember, if you're ever asked to participate in a Nielsen survey or a study, please say yes, because you matter. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. And here's what's happening in celebrity. Y'all, the prayer warriors are being solicited. Y'all, we have a solicited them in a while, but they are being solicited, y'all. First of all, for Tammy Roman, y'all, from Basketball Wives. It's being reported, y'all, that Tammy may not be returning to season 5 of the Basketball Wives. Now, they're saying, y'all, that a fan tweeted her on Twitter the other day, and they said, you know, so Tammy, you know, how's everything going and blah, blah, blah. And Tammy, you know, and we hope, you know, to see you on season 5. And Tammy responded, quote, I actually hope they do well next season. I wish all the Basketball Wives the best of luck, unquote. So I don't know if they say she's going to return or she's not going to return. But, you know, this is how it goes.
Tired of seeing them fight anyway. All of them go away.
I know. But moving on, child. Another celebrity news, y'all. Let me say this. I love Beyonce, y'all. But, honey, she's in the news, y'all. And we have to talk about this. Because
what?
Prayer warriors are being solicited, Ricky. They're saying, y'all, that Beyonce may go to jail, honey. Now, a Manhattan judge said he's tired of Beyonce thinking she's above the law. Now, they're saying, y'all, that the judge allowed a video game company, which Beyonce signed up to do last year. They said this company is going to proceed with a $100 million lawsuit against the struggling singer. Now, that Page Six is reporting, y'all, that Gate 5 Company continued that they were forced to lay off 70 employees when Beyonce walked away from a $20 million video game deal back in 2010. Now, they're also saying, y'all, that they were scheduled, y'all, to sign a deal with its financier on December the 6th. They say when Beyonce, honey, just sashayed away from the agreement without warning. So they're looking for their $100 million, or she may go to the pit. And a lot of people saying this is why she's going back on tour right now, because she knows she's about to be sued, and she may have to pay this money. But in other Beyonce news, y'all, this is a very touching story, y'all. So y'all want y'all to listen very carefully. Beyonce penned a letter to her mom, Miss Tina, for Mother's Day, y'all, on yesterday. They're saying, y'all, the letter reads like this. Dear Mama, everything I am is because of you. You are the first voice that ever sang to me. At every turn, you push me to be better. You teach me to be true to myself and the ones I love. Not taught, but teach me to be true to myself.
Maybe she still do a present tense, too, Gary. Yeah,
that's messy as hell. I thought you was really being sincere.
When I look into your eyes, I'm so proud. Now that I'm a mother, I truly realize all the sacrifice you made for us. My love for you goes beyond what I can say. Happy, happy Mama's Day. Love, Beyonce.
That's nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, if I was Beyonce, I'll stop sharing that.
They need to stop it, Ebony.
Like that, because, stop it. Yeah, she leaves herself open to be made fun of.
Yeah, stop putting it on the damn, on your Facebook, on your page. Stop doing it unless somebody read over it, proofread it before you doggone do it.
And I'm sitting up here on the internet right now on Facebook. Guess who live together, Gary?
Who?
These nuts.
I'm the hell you kidding? And Ricky.
They've been living together for a long time, dog.
You always get me hell. The
hey, they live in the cold.
Stop right here. The color of the damn day. The color of the day is Sweet Punk. On the high end, you say Sweet Punk, and on the low end, say Nickel Silver. I'm thinking you finna say something profound, and you're gonna say something stupid like that. Hell.
All the ladies, if you wanna know who live together,
that's really, really not appropriate.
I'm talking about in the cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac.
Jesus, are they peeing out a wall?